Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's spin you around the NFL, go through the 4 division round playoff games that start on Saturday and span a couple of days. 2 on Saturday, 2 on Sunday. Second time in NFL history, Danny, that a conference's Final Four has been the same year over year. The AFC, this is a repeat of the last 4 teams standing last year. Different matchups in this round, but Chiefs, Texans, Bills, Ravens, the exact same 4 that were left in the AFC 1 year ago.
Really unusual, but you know, once a team has sustained success, they kind of pass into this special category here. Like Kansas City's obviously been in. They have the ultimate success. But a Buffalo, a Baltimore, maybe a couple other teams, each year there's fluctuation for everybody except for them. You know what I mean? Like, they're the royalty now. They're the elite of the elite. But that is unusual, though, to have the same Final Four.
NFC, very different story. The Lions are the only team back into the second round from last year. The Rams, Eagles, and Commanders were all eliminated before this point in 2024. For the 12th straight year, at least 3 teams got to the division round that didn't make it last year. It also marks the 55th straight season that a team that did not make the playoffs at all last season joined the Elite Eight, the Commanders accomplishing the feat this year. All 8 of the remaining quarterbacks, by the way, in this playoff field were taken in the top 2 rounds. 7 of them in the first round, most of them very early in the first round. Goff and Stafford went 1-1. Of course, you have Jaden Daniels, who was the number 2 overall pick. C.J. Stroud was in the top 3. Josh Allen was the 7th overall pick, I believe. Patrick Mahomes, I think the Chiefs traded up to 10, top 12 for sure.
Yep.
And then Lamar Jackson was the last pick of the first round. That was one of those where the Ravens said, let's move up to 32 because at least we'll get an extra year if it works out. And it was brilliant pulled that off. The only second-round quarterback left in the playoffs is
Jalen Hurts.
That's right. Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles. Pretty telling, though, that you want your franchise quarterback, you're probably going to want to pick pretty high.
What's the best way to go about it? There it is. There's your list right there. Right now, I know that Stafford's not on his original team, and it took, by the way, maybe the ultimate win-win trade. When's the last time a trade of that magnitude worked out incredibly well for everyone involved?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Detroit built their roster, which was abominable, with Matt Stafford, and you know they took on Jared Goff's dumb contract, and he's been great for them, and they've got a list of players there that's like everyone from Jahmyr Gibbs to starters on both sides of the football for a team that's, you know, just casually up at the top of the standings every year now. And for the Rams, they want it out of the golf business by any means necessary. They'll give up whatever they have to do it, and they get Matt Stafford, won a Super Bowl the year 1 and are a couple plays away now from being back in the NFC title game.
Now let's go through the games. First of the 4, this is Saturday afternoon, Texans, Chiefs. By the way, Houston's playing the Saturday afternoon game again. Just how it's got to be. They're 11-7. They're the 4 seed. Chiefs are 15-2. They're the 1 seed. This game's on ESPN and ABC. Monday Night Football crew. This is Buck, Aikman, Salters, and Rutledge working the sideline. Chiefs beaten the Texans twice in playoff history. 30-0 in 2015. I do not remember that game at all. And 51-31 in 2019. I'm pretty sure they were down a bunch early in that game and then came back to win big. More relevant to this game, Kansas City played Houston in week 16, beat the Texans 27-19. The Chiefs were 8-0 at home where they're playing on Saturday afternoon. The Texans coming off of a dominant win over the Chargers 32-22 in the wild card round. C.J. Stroud, Danny, looking to become the 6th quarterback ever to win a playoff game in each of his first two seasons.
These teams matched up in week 16, and Kansas City won 27-19, as you alluded to. And this is right in the middle of Kansas City's run, doing just enough. We're so good and we're so competent, we'll do just enough to beat you by a score and change, ripping off a whole bunch of wins. Their only loss was, you know, a 30-21 beatdown, not beatdown, but a loss at Buffalo where they didn't look great. Other than that, they've just been biding their time for this. This is where you say, Travis, there's no tomorrow. We're going to ramp up your targets, 10, 11, 12. Isaiah Pacheco, go ahead and bang yourself into the line of scrimmage a couple different times. We're now going to use all the things that we've been just trying to keep upright. For January football, here they are, the pedigree of a champion.
Yeah, they're the NBA team that just kind of takes the nights off.
You coast
every other day all year, and then you make it to the playoffs and you turn up the faders. Darius would know this because he's Texans' dad, you guys know.
Oh,
and he kind of sneaky loves the Texans. Not like Ryan loves the Lions where he wanted to beat Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Just a team that he likes. Darius, the Texans have never played in the AFC Championship game.
They have not. Surprises me
a little bit.
No, they've... They've ran into juggernauts like the Ravens many a times that they've been
and
in the playoffs.
And the Bengals.
No, they've never lost to the Bengals in the playoffs.
Did they always win those first round games that they had every year?
Yeah. The only time they ever lost in the first round was I can't even remember. But yeah, they don't lose in the first round very often.
And in fairness, they've only been around since 2002.
Right.
But I just would have thought at some point, because of all those first round wins you mentioned, they would have won in this round and gotten to an AFC title
game. You got a bunch of 12-win seasons, or like 10, 11, 12-win seasons in there?
The only time they lost in the first round was to the Chiefs. They lost to Alex Smith and the Chiefs back in like whatever year they had Brock Osweiler starting for them.
12-10.
Which is probably like 17 or something like that. Yeah.
Chiefs can become the first team ever to win three straight Super Bowls, seven consecutive playoff wins for Kansas City. Right now, they've won at least one playoff game in each of the last 6 years. Andy Reid's got 26 playoff W's, second most ever. He's one of five coaches with three Super Bowl wins. Saturday is his 43rd playoff game. Bill Belichick has coached the most playoff games with 44. So if the Chiefs win, Reid will tie Belichick in the AFC Championship game next week for the most playoff games coached. Mahomes, by the way, 15 career playoff wins. Only Brady, who's got 35, which is hilarious. And Joe Montana, who's got 16, have more. So Mahomes could tie Joe Montana for second most playoff wins ever.
And he's still in his 20s, by the way. I know the structure's different,
just
but
getting
like,
going.
It's unreal.
Travis Kelce, most catches in playoff history with 165. Second most receiving yards ever behind Jerry Rice with 1,900. And second most touchdowns behind Jerry Rice as well. So we know Rice is the most decorated postseason pass catcher ever. Kelce's two now, man. In every category.
Yeah, I mean, again, some of these numbers are all going to, not all, but many of them will start to fall and look different because there's just more playoffs, there's more games, more teams, more chances, potentially, even though if Kansas City...
I mean, the Chiefs get byes.
Well, I was going to say, if they get the bye every time, maybe not, but, you know, you play deep into January, into February, you're going to have a chance at some of these records.
The second game in the AFC, we'll keep it in the AFC for Sunday. This is game number four of the four. Ravens, Bills, best game of the weekend. Number three, Baltimore, 13-5. Number two seed, Buffalo, 14-4. 6:30 East kick on CBS. A-team, Nance and Romo, Wolfson and Feely on the sideline. Seventh time since 2000, where an AP first and second team quarterback will go head-to-head in the playoffs, which is essentially to say the top two guys in the MVP vote will be going head-to-head at quarterback here in Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. You and I disagree on who should be the MVP. I think Lamar will win it, for the record.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. I think Josh Allen should, but I think both are exceptionally deserving. It's not like if Lamar wins it, that's a bummer.
Right.
If Lamar wins it, he just had his best year and he's a two-time MVP. Absolutely deserving. I would just give it to Allen. He's got one All-Pro on his team. Lamar Jackson has six. I think he has two Pro Bowlers on his team. Lamar Jackson has nine. Lamar Jackson has a 2,000-yard running back on his team.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Josh Allen does not. He's barely got a 1,000-yard running back on his team, so it's just a different supporting cast. But I digress. Bills coming off of a convincing win. How good were they in the second half?
Dominated. I mean, early, that was a little bit punching back and forth.
Leaky.
Denver looked like they knew what they were doing. And then all of a sudden, you look up and you go, how are they up 20?
They went down 7-0
yeah.
Right away. They scored 31 unanswered. They've scored 30 or more at home, by the way, in 8 of their 9 home games this season. The Ravens, meanwhile, got here by outclassing the Steelers. Lamar became the first player in postseason history to throw for 175, run for 75, and throw for 2 touchdowns.
You could see the weaponry, right? Or you could see the bind he put you in. There was a great highlight. I think it was on Derrick Henry's touchdown, where the option is there for Lamar to keep it. 3 different defenders start running wide because they're terrified of him keeping it. There's Derrick Henry now with a head full of steam, which means good night. That's a bowling ball covered in knives. You're not going to deal with that, right? Like, when he gets his feet moving, he's also really fast, but he's also such a pain in the butt. If you stop his feet, make him change direction early, you got a chance against him. This is a fascinating matchup. It's going to be freezing cold, which I think people are kind of underrating, especially when it comes to the Ravens' pass game. I don't know Zay Flowers' status, but Buffalo's got a little swagger to them. They're at home, their place, guys are jumping through tables and the like. They've not been able to break through this part for the most part over the last handful of years. They kind of remind me, honestly, of the Nationals, where it's like, if they finally get there, you feel like they could be a team of destiny. And the Ravens, similar circumstance, right? Where, for whatever reason, they got in the 1 AFC title game, and that's kind of been about it. And there's this kind of thing hanging over both these teams of, okay, yeah, that's nice, but both chance to exercise some demons here.
The last time Buffalo and Baltimore played in this round in the playoffs, the Bills won to go on to face the Chiefs, which has been the obvious bugaboo for both of these two teams in the AFC. You mentioned Derrick Henry. He's just inevitable. He had a season-high 199 yards against the Bills back in Week 4. So they're going to try to go back to whatever worked in that game. In the wild card round last week against Pittsburgh, he ran for 186. It's just incredible.
Yeah.
That was his fourth 150-yard playoff game ever, tying Terrell Davis for the most ever. And for the young kids listening, Terrell Davis was a dude.
He could go get it.
He was a beast for the Denver Broncos. These two teams met in the 2000 divisional round, as I mentioned. Bills, I forgot this. They demolished the Ravens defensively. 17-3 win in 2020.
Huh.
Do you remember that?
I don't at all.
The Lamar-led Ravens scored 3 points in that game. Most relevant, though, 2 teams met Week 4. Baltimore crushed the Bills 35-10, just whooped them. Bills led the AFC, ranked 2nd in the NFL in scoring, 31 points per game. Baltimore 3rd in scoring, averaging 30.5 points per game. 5th playoff game, Danny, since 1950, where 2 teams that scored 30 in a season per game are going to play in the playoffs. This could be a blast. Bills-Ravens tied at the top of the AFC, ranked 3rd in the NFL with plus 157 point differentials. 4th time in 10 years.
Just so good, man.
We've had 2 teams plus 150 or better in points differential meet in the playoffs. This game, can't start soon enough.
I mean, it's perfect. I mean, it is the best way to end the weekend, with all due respect to our local interests here. These are two of the three or four best teams left, and they're matching up right now. It shouldn't be now. It should be in the conference title game, but you can't have it that way because that's not how the math worked.
Before that game on Sunday night, Sunday afternoon, you'll get the Rams and the Eagles. The upstart L.A. Rams, mm-hmm. who are playing for a city that needs some good news. 11-7, a four seed, going to Philly and Lincoln Financial Field, flying cross-country to take on the 15-3 second-seeded Eagles. Sunday at 3 o'clock, kick on NBC, Mike Tirico, Chris Collinsworth, and Melissa Stark on the call in this game. Rams just tied a playoff record with 9 sacks in the wild card demolition against the Vikings. With a win, the Eagles would go back to the NFC Championship game for the second time in 3 years. They, of course, won that NFC title game against San Fran and got to the Super Bowl. The Rams are getting to a conference final. If they can win this game, that would be the third time in 8 years under Sean McVay. As much as we talk about Sean McVay, I now think he's underrated a little bit.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
3 NFC Championship games in 8 years if they get there. And we have said 3 or 4 different times in this era where they went like stars and scrubs and got rid of all their picks for years on end, like, the window's closing. They just keep getting back.
Well, look at the roster from, say, 3 years ago to right now. Now, I know it's the NFL and there's turnover at all times, but just among their stars, the only guys that are really left are Stafford, Cooper Kupp, and maybe a couple others here and there. It's no longer the Aaron Donald-led defense, right? This is a totally new group. To their credit, they've rebuilt, and they're Sean McVay, not worrying, not panicking as they start terribly again for the second straight year. Here they are making noise in the postseason. So I'm not counting the Seahawks game to the same degree because they didn't play a bunch of their guys. So those defensive numbers, I'm not putting as serious. The last time we saw them get just demolished was that epic Bills game, 44-42 final, where they beat the Bills at home. That was one of the best games of the season that's now kind of got lost in the sauce. Since then, I know they've played some bad teams, but they've let up 6, 9, 9, and 9 points non-Seattle division. So we asked, Charles Davis, I think yesterday, who was on, is this defense now really good, or did they just have something against Minnesota? He said, I think it was a Minnesota thing. I would sort of say, let's look again. They might have something going here on the defensive side of the ball that might give Philadelphia fits, whose offense isn't humming in their own right. That's kind of my storyline I'm circling here.
I like that. Yeah, it's a good take. I'm kind of Team Charles Davis, I guess, but it's a good argument. I mean, they might just be getting a lot better defensively in front of our eyes. They certainly dominated the Vikings this past week. By the way, fourth time these two teams played in the playoffs, you sleep. 2001 NFC Championship game. Your boy was there.
You were there?
I was in St. Louis. The Rams and the Eagles NFC title game in 2001 at Edward Jones Dome. Is that random or what?
That's very random. It's very random.
Me and my mom went. I was doing hits on a morning show in St. Louis all year called Phillips and Company.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's name was Guy Phillips.
Michael Phillips.
Right. And they would have me call in every Monday to break down like the Rams game. I was in middle school at the time. And we would like chop it up. Well, that guy had me come out, flew me out, which now that I know how radio works, probably he paid.
That's insane, yeah.
So they flew me and my mom out. We had dinner at his house, put us up in a hotel, and then we went to the NFC Championship game.
That's awesome.
That was the coolest thing ever. And we went to dinner afterwards, and where we were eating, Marshall Faulk walked in and signed my program. How cool is that?
I've never heard that story. That's fantastic.
Wacky bits. I didn't think about that story until I saw that they played in the 2001 NFC title game, and I was like, oh, I was there.
You sleep on Marshall Faulk.
I'm sure.
You do. You're like, oh, Marshall Faulk, he's good. Mm-mm. You sleep.
Week 12, Eagles 37-20 over the Rams. You sleep on what Saquon Barkley did in that game. Do you remember?
I think he had all of it.
302 from scrimmage. Yeah. 255 on the ground. That was the famous game where they came over to him and they're like, do you want to go for the NFL record for yards in the game?
Yeah, I'm tired. My feet
is like,
up.
Let the kids go.
Mm-hmm.
He could have run for 300 that day.
Yeah.
He had 270-plus yard touchdown runs.
That it was 37-20. It wasn't that close.
No. Barkley still rolling, 119 in the wild card round. He had 2,124 yards this season, counting the playoff game. Fifth most ever. Matt Stafford, 209 yards and 2 touchdowns in the wild card win over the Vikings. He has now gone 6 straight playoff games, throwing for 200 yards and 2 touchdowns. That's the fourth longest streak ever. He's sneaky a really good QB at elevating his game for the playoffs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Stafford, when years where he gets banged up, they're not as good. But when they get to the playoffs and he's healthy, normally he's going to get you where you need to go.
You get some of those, oh my God, that's right, this guy's incredibly talented. Maybe as much arm talent as any player in history. I mean, it's up there with Favre and some of the other guys where he can make those crossbody throws or fitted into the tightest window possible just because of how much arm strength he has and the accuracy. Those clutch moments, he ramps it up a little bit. I think there's something to that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.